Today's the day. I can't believe it. I can't believe it's true. Of course, true is a very subjective term, but Beyonce is now Illuminati confirmed. Can you believe it? I can. And the news that I'm reading here, it kind of blows my mind. Because the stuff that the allegations against her with witchcraft and all these sort of things that we're going to get into here real quick. I've been talking about this for years on my website, IlluminatiWatcher.com, of course. I've got many, many articles about Beyonce. She was one of the main themes of focus when studying the occult symbolism in the entertainment industry. So I am well prepared to talk about these latest allegations, and I'm going to talk to you and tell you a little bit more about why these things are being reported, because the mainstream websites have picked up on this now, and they are missing some key connections. So let's just get right into it, and I will break it down into the actual occult practices of why all this is happening, because you won't find this anywhere else. You won't find this on Fox News, MSN. They're talking about this latest accusation against Beyonce, but they don't know how to take it to the next level because, you know, I'm fake news, I'm sure, right? Okay. Now, what happened? Let's start there in case you're like, what the hell's going on, Isaac? Let me know, man. Well, Beyonce apparently had a drummer who filed some paperwork for a restraining order against Beyonce. I believe that's what it is. There's court documents, anyhow, that this website called The Blast, who I've never heard of this website before. Could it be fake news? Maybe. But looking at it, it looks like it's just a celebrity gossip website. And what they're saying is they've got these court documents from a woman named Kimberly Thompson, who used to work for Beyonce, and she was a drummer for her band for 7 years. And they kind of researched Kimberly a little bit and found out that she worked in Fred Armiston's band on the Seth Meyers show or something like that. So apparently it's pretty legit. And what she's saying is that Beyonce practices extreme witchcraft and has been using her spells to run surveillance and control her finances. So she filed this restraining order. And it is written out in they've got screenshots, some images of the documents, and they say extreme witchcraft, dark magic, magic spells of sexual molestation, and also that Beyonce murdered her kitten. That's right. And we're going to tell you why that actually happened. Thompson believes that Beyonce has been taping her phones, controlling her finances, and it's unclear as to why Thompson believes Beyonce is doing this to her, but she is adamant that it comes from her. And that is the basic bottom line of what is going on, right? And I saw this last night. Big ups to Hands of Red and Chris for hitting me up on the socials. Let me know this was happening. I was looking into it last night. Wrote an article on it, IlluminatiWatcher.com. And this morning I wake up to record this, and I see that the mainstream sites like Fox News and MSN, they both have articles about this now too. Of course, they all reference The Blast. So again, if The Blast turns out to be lying about this, not my fault. But they seem like a pretty legit website. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, how legit can celebrity gossip be, right? But let's look at the allegations, okay? Now, this drummer, she alleges that Beyonce lives in this world of witchcraft and dark magic. What does that mean? She's talking about ritual magic or ceremonial magic. And to the common person that doesn't understand what this means, there are these occult concepts that people believe that they can send energy out into the cosmos in order to cause real changes to happen in our world. This is no different than what you see on The Secret with the law of attraction, or this idea of projecting your will into the universe. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, works, doesn't work. I'm just saying that's what it is, okay? And this is why we see Beyonce doing the Rock Diamond. It originated from Jay-Z, from Rockefeller Records, but it's really a triangle of manifestation, a classic ancient occult symbol. Because in ritual magic, you conjure an entity into a triangle in order to gain powers from it. It's an energetic exchange. Again, I don't have time to break down what occult ritual magic is, but just understand that that's the thing, okay? I go into great detail on this in my hip-hop conspiracy book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, which actually goes into Beyonce and Jay-Z as well. So, let's look at the allegations. She also talks about spells of sexual molestation. What is that? Well, it could very well be talking about sex magic. Again, we're living in this world of occultism and esoteric ritual magic stuff, and it's the same concept. And Aleister Crowley practiced this and created a couple of initiation steps in his magical orders, like the Ordo Templi Orientis, based upon the ideas of sex magic. It's the energy released at climax. The magician could use this as a greater source of power. So again, this is something the occultists have been doing for a long time, namely at the Abbey of Thelema in Italy that Aleister Crowley was at. And it was a commune, one of the first hippie communes, if you will, that he was practicing various rituals and ideas. And it was so bad that Mussolini kicked Crowley out of Italy. It's pretty bad, right? And what's curious here, and this is an element I kind of pieced together, is that in the Abbey of Thelema, there was a man named Frederick Loveday who died, and his widow said that supposedly there was a ritual done at the Abbey where they sacrificed a cat and drank its blood. Which is also curious, because Crowley, when he was a child, repeatedly like tortured a cat to understand if it really had nine lives or not. So people that love Crowley, you can't necessarily be a member of PETA. Right, so they drank the blood of this dead cat, which takes us back to the allegations against Beyonce, because this woman is claiming that Beyonce murdered her kitten. So could it be that they are practicing this kind of thing? Jay-Z himself was wearing a sweatshirt hoodie that said "Do what thou wilt" on the front. That is Aleister Crowley's axiom that he and his followers greet each other with. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. And many of these rappers that are getting into this Aleister Crowley stuff, rapper Absol's got a whole album called Do What Thou Wilt based upon these premises. And again, we don't have time to get into the philosophy of Crowley, but just know that he is an occultist that practices ritual magic, sex magic, and all of these things. And some claimed he was a Satanist. I mean, there's elements of Satanism in his belief system. So, whatever. Anyway, so the big picture here, I spoke with Vice about this. They interviewed me a few years ago about Beyonce. And they said, can we talk about Beyonce? A lot of people view her Sasha Fierce persona as Illuminati inspired. And you can find this interview on their website still. I'm just going to read you my response. I said, so if we look at Beyonce, a lot of people believe she was mind controlled. But she's spoken about how she felt this spirit come into her that she uses to perform, and that spirit was Sasha Fierce. When you look at the symbolism around that period, she's wearing the Rock Nation diamond, which is a manifestation of the magical symbol used by Anton LaVey of the Church of Satan. She also had this concert tour called I Am Sasha Fierce, and she wore a goat on her shirt. That's occult symbolism. And then a few years later, she talks about how she managed to merge her personality with Sasha Fierce. And what she means is that she used occult practices to merge the two within her light and dark side. I was talking about the reconciliation of opposites. And again, the Baphomet is the embodiment of this. That's why she's wearing the goat on some of those images you see online. So these entertainers, like Beyonce, they go through this metaphysical transformation where they channel these entities, and hers was Sasha Fierce. They create these alter egos, fracture of the mind. And, you know, if you understand what the symbolism is, the entertainment industry talks about this openly, but the masses are so conditioned, they have no idea what's happening. The truth is quite literally hidden in plain sight. So if these drummers' allegations are true, it leads us to the other questions, the other theories I've floated. Did Beyonce get introduced to these occult practices by the entertainment industry? Because as you know, she was formerly a Christian on some level, I don't know, Baptist, whatever she was. Is Jay-Z her handler, truly? Did he condition her? Is she a victim of mind control, MKUltra? I wrote an article called Is Beyonce in the Illuminati? And there are quite literally dozens and dozens of images of her showing us her esoteric and occult connections. I mean, just look at the quotes. I've got quotes from her in my hip-hop book, Sacrifice, Magic Behind the Mic. She says, "I felt something else come into me. I have someone else that takes over when it's time for me to work. When I'm on stage, this alter ego that I've created that kind of protects me and who I really am, Sasha Fierce, is done. I killed her. I don't need Sasha Fierce anymore because I've grown and now I'm able to merge the two." What do you think she's talking about? You think she's joking? All her beehive people, do you think she's just kidding about this? How do you explain what she's saying? I get that there's theatrics in entertainment, but look at what her drummer said. Why does the drummer say this stuff? Are we all making this up? You don't think you're being duped? I did an analysis on Lemonade, one of her albums. And if you look at some of the lyrics of what she talks about, she very clearly tells you she practices rituals. On my analysis, I've got the quote here. She says, "I tried to change, close my mouth more, tried to be softer, prettier, less awake, fasted for 60 days, wore white, abstained from mirrors, abstained from sex, slowly did not speak another word. In that time, my hair, I grew past my ankles, I slept on a mat on the floor, I swallowed a sword, I levitated, went to the basement, confessed my sins, was baptized in a river, got on my knees and said amen, and said, I mean." She's talking about an Apollonian ritual. Because in terms of making contact with these entities through ritual magic or whatever, there's two ways of reaching altered states in this sort of enlightenment desire system. There's the Dionysian and the Apollonian. The Dionysian overloads the physical senses through drugs and music, or you have the Apollonian where you enlighten through purification, which is exactly what she's talking about. Fasting, wearing white, abstaining from sex. Those are all the elements of this for making contact with these higher powers. So when she says that she was in contact with this Sasha Fierce entity, I believe it. Maybe I'm a true member of the beehive, because I believe what she says. I'm actually paying attention here, folks. Then in the same album, she says, "I whipped my own back, asked for dominion at your feet, threw myself into a volcano, drank the blood, drank the wine." Is she talking about drinking the blood of the cat? She says, "I sat alone and begged and bent at the waist for God, crossed myself, thought I saw the devil, grew thickened skin on my feet, bathed in bleach, plugged my menses with pages from the holy book." What's she talking about? She's talking about taking pages from the Bible and, plugging her menses, if you know what I'm saying. Is that sacrilegious? Is that her defying the word of God? It's up to you. You know, I'm just telling you what's happening here. And that's up to you as to what you want to believe and take from it. But I think this Beyonce character's got much more going on than most people understand or believe. And while I float these theories out, I always have an element of curiosity if it's really true. Because it seems so crazy, doesn't it? It doesn't seem like it's possible. It seems like we're making this up. But here it sounds like it's true. I mean, this drummer, she worked with her for 7 years. She's is much closer to Beyonce than I am. Okay. Now, could this woman have mental issues? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know her. Doesn't seem like it. But anyways, I want to know what you think. I want you to go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, comment on the article about this topic. Should be right on the top there, published September 20th, 2018. Comment, let me know, what do you think? Do you believe this? And while you're there, subscribe to my free email newsletter. That's how we stay connected, friends. And I want to thank you for your time. If you want more, if you want to go deeper on these subjects, if you sense a bit of reality behind what I'm saying, you can pick up my book, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic. It's all about the hip-hop industry. Or you can pick up The Dark Path, which covers a broader range of occult topics and how and why all of this is happening. Both available on Amazon and Audible, author-narrated books. Anyways, I want to thank you for your time. This is Isaac signing out.